B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, down on the corner. We are getting to that time. How many coaches have already been fired in the NFL?
One or two.
Jets.
Jets fired theirs, and then the Saints fired theirs. That's two. That's it.
That's it. I mean, it's also not even Thanksgiving yet.
Yeah, but they didn't look how bad they were playing.
Right. So Jets and Saints have already had fired coaches. I think looking around the league, I think Jacksonville's firing Doug Peterson. I think Chicago's going to fire Eberflus. I think everybody in Tampa's cool. You think Bowles is cool?
Man, look, you don't know what's happening with this league anymore. This league decides to do what they want. And have people write stories to say that, oh, you wanted to bench the quarterback that you brought in.
All right, so let's talk about
this. I think that's a bunch of crap.
The Jets situation is a disaster.
Yeah.
I think, to me, the center of the Jets' disaster is two men, and neither of their names are Robert Saleh or Joe Douglas.
No, they're Aaron Rodgers and Woody Johnson.
Yeah, like, good luck with all that. Woody didn't want to bench anybody. Woody was taking Aaron's side on everything. Believe what you want out of that situation, but what you've got happening in New York now, so Saleh's talking to reporters, Douglas is talking to reporters, everybody's trying to cover their ass. Remember, self-preservation league. Everybody wants to look good so they get their next job. Woody Johnson, by the way, he's talking to people too. Mm-hmm. You know who else is? Aaron Rodgers. And it ain't just on Tuesdays on McAfee. So that thing's a disaster.
All right, question. This story came out. How does Aaron Rodgers react to that? Unless Woody said, look, I got to put this out there to protect me.
Dude, I mean, I said this one a while back. I don't think Aaron Rodgers finishes out. I think there's a mystery injury.
I damn sure agree with you now.
I think there's a mystery injury or, like, another ayahuasca. Like, he has to go back to Egypt. Like, I don't know what's going to happen, but something's going to happen there. That is just too far gone of a disaster. But, B, I wanted to – so running through the jobs, two are already going to be available because there's no way – what's my man's name with the Jets? Ulbrich? Ulbrich ain't keeping that job. And I think the dude with the Saints is named Rizzy. I think that's his name.
Hey, they're playing better.
Yeah, neither of those guys.
Nothing happened for the Jets, though. The Jets got worse.
Right. All right. Jets have already made a change. Do you think Miami would make a change on McDaniel? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't either.
I mean, they had an injury.
Yeah.
That really derailed them at the most important position.
What about the Pats with Mayo?
I don't think after 1 year. I think one thing about Kraft, he's kind of loyal to his people. And I believe that Mayo is one of his guys.
Agreed. All right.
And he gets to dip his nose in the business when he couldn't do that with Bill.
Right. Going to the AFC North, the Browns are going to fire Stefanski, don't you think? They're 2-8. And the Browns are similar to the Jets and similar to what this place used to be. Like, when you have terrible ownership, you just kind of keep cycling through stuff, and occasionally you get a blip on the radar, a sugar high of being good, but it's not really sustainable. I think the Browns will make a change. I think by far the most fascinating job that may or may not become available be the Bengals.
They're not firing him early. If he were to get fired, it'd be at the end of the season. Or he has another year on his contract. If he got a year on his contract, he ain't going nowhere.
They don't like paying
him. They ain't paying nobody that's not working for them.
That's kind of what I thought too. I think he'll be there a long time, frankly. Yeah. Zach Taylor, I mean, they've been pretty good, right? His record's a little worse than you'd expect, though. Now, 19, they had nothing. Then they get the number one pick. They get Burrow. They go 4-11 that year, Burrow's rookie year. Burrow also had the knee injury that year, sustained it in Landover. 21, they go to the Super Bowl. They lose. They've been a playoff team since. This year sure looks like they're not. I would be very intrigued by that job. I'm with you, though. I don't think it's going to come open just because of how that organization is. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people will suggest they think the Bears is the best job. What do you think the best job that will become available is?
You mentioned 49ers?
I haven't.
I mean, you threw it. I mean, you mentioned it in your tease.
Sure.
If that comes open, that's the best.
Do you think that'll come open?
I just heard somebody saying it the other day. I doubt it.
The only person I've heard say it was Rooster. And I guess there's this
right
dude.
Why I doubt it. Listen, man, let me just say this.
There's this dude, there's a reporter in San Fran that appears trying to.
I don't think that reporter is. I don't think if anything goes south in San Fran, it's going to have anything to do with that reporter. I think that the guy that the reporter was talking about, he can say some things and he'll rub people the wrong way sometimes.
That reporter seems like he thrives on trying to create controversy.
100%.
I don't know. I don't know him. I don't want to cast aspersions, but that sure seems like somebody is. You're not. Like, one of the things they teach you in journalism school is to never become the story. You want to report the story, but never be a part of the story. Mm. That dude is firmly a part of the story and seems to be enjoying it.
Yeah.
Kyle, I cannot imagine wanting to get rid of Kyle Shanahan. I can't. They were in the Super Bowl. I mean, they were in the Super Bowl last year.
They've been in the Super Bowl 2 years.
Twice in his run there.
And didn't win.
Correct.
And all of a sudden, your expectations change. So what he could get fired for, somebody else would never get fired for.
Right. My question with Kyle, specifically in San Fran, if they miss the playoffs this year, there's going to be some real turmoil. When a coach, and I don't even want to say Kyle runs hot, because I think he's grown and evolved a lot as the coach of the Niners. All right, maybe you disagree. But when, because this happens to great coaches. It happened to Andy Reid in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Like,
if
when
they fired
does
Andy
it,
in Philadelphia, they, if they got rid of Andy in Philadelphia, anybody can be gone.
In Andy's tenure in Philly, they were winning 60% of their games, and he had a winning record in 19 playoff games. Now, they only got to the Super Bowl once. But when does a coach's message get tired? I don't know that there's a finite answer to that.
The
but
coach
like,
message gets tired when he stops getting support from ownership in the front office. If the coach has support from ownership in front office, his message never gets tired. Once they decide they can flip on him, that message is tired. As soon as you see any inkling that they're not supporting him anymore, whatever he says, if he even saying the right stuff, it's tired. Nobody believes in it.
So I agree with that. Have you seen any hint of that happening in San Fran? I don't know that I
haven't seen anything. But let's remember, though. You've been to two. You've always been around the NFC Championship game for the last 4 or 5 years. They're going to start to think you can't get over the hump and make it. Dan was in that same Super Bowl Kyle was in. Oh, this guy was in three of them now. He hadn't won it, so can he win it?
Right.
See, the messages and the narratives come from whatever, whoever want to push them. Eventually, when you are that good of a coach, you have to win it, or they're going to let you go.
That's a fascinating one to watch. I got to think cooler.
I don't believe nothing's going to happen because right. I think, you know, Christian was hurt. All those other guys that were hurt, Trent hurt.
Debo, Ayuk, yeah.
I think all that comes into play, but I think ultimately if you don't win it soon, people are going to start pointing towards whoever's in charge, and the in charge is the head coach. It's not the GM. It's not the owner. It's going to be the head coach. That's going to be the one that they're going to judge.
Now, I'm going to be dead honest. I didn't actually listen to the audio or read the article, but I was taking care of stuff yesterday. I wasn't on my phone much, but there was one tweet that stood out to me. It was about our guy, Roost Dizzle. And Rooster basically said, what if there's a path to get Kyle back to D.C.? If he gets fired by the Niners and then doesn't want to be a head coach and Kingsbury gets another job, you bring Kyle back as the O.C.
I don't think that's happening.
You know what I did at that point? I closed my phone out. Yeah, I said,
I think
I don't need this in my life.
Sometimes you got to think about stuff before you post it.
Well, who knows what it was. If Bruce
Kyle
wants
ain't
to,
going backwards. If Bruce wants to come back here.
Right. Here's the actual tweet. And this isn't from Rooster. This is from the 980 account. So who knows? Maybe somebody's just messing with him. Says, the Niners lost again yesterday. And WrestleMania 621 wonders if they'll consider moving on from Kyle Shanahan and if Kyle could make his way back to D.C. somehow. The answer is no.